Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
Sam.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site for free, so do head over there and enjoy those on us. And the main feature actually allows you to control the content of the website, so you can submit whatever you find online that you think's interesting, and then our other listeners will vote up or down on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Coming up here later, Sam, you're going to tell us about what the FCC has to say surrounding journalism today and what they plan to do about it. We'll get to that here in a little bit, but a little bit more about WikiLeaks, and of course we'll take your calls about anything, 800-259-9231. The big news, of course, is that Julian Assange has been arrested. He is currently in police custody, I believe, in Scotland Yard. I'm not positive exactly on the details.
He turned himself in.
Yeah,
I thought that was in Britain, though.
Yes, it's in London.
Correct. And
he was hiding out in London or something to that effect.
Hiding out where the 4 million CCTV cameras are located. And as we've pointed out before, the CCTV cameras have no effect, virtually no effect on catching criminals or lowering crime rates. Just kind of as an aside. So they weren't able to find Julian Assange. He had to turn himself in. And other news related to Julian Assange is that the bank that was, or one of their banks, I guess WikiLeaks, hopefully they had more than one, but at least one of their banks in Swiss Bank was had frozen their account. There were about $41,000 worth of money in there, and they froze the account.
A lot of people donated to WikiLeaks because they believe in the cause.
Right. In this case, it was a specific account for the legal defense fund for Julian Assange. That money has been frozen, but after it was frozen, the bank was hit. The hackers took down their website. A group calling themselves Operation Payback, according to RawStory.com, shut down their website entirely, apparently. Just hacked it, and they left a message basically saying they were going to fire at anyone that tries to censor WikiLeaks. And my question I'd asked was, is this okay? From the perspective of monkey wrenching and giving it, you know, giving a little bit of trouble to the government, not violence, but just causing electronic difficulty.
This isn't the government. This is a bank.
That's what I thought. But the correction is actually that it apparently is the government. But let's put the detail from Syfy's, one of my producers, is that Post Finance, which is the bank that dropped Assange's account, is actually owned by the Swiss Postal Service, which is in turn owned by the Swiss government.
Okay.
So it actually is a government bank. But that aside, let's presume it wasn't. Let's presume that it was some sort of independent bank. Of course, then again, you can't really have an independent bank because they're all inherently tied to the government. Like here in this country, it's the Federal Reserve. They're kind of extensions of the Federal Reserve. Right. But they're more private than the government bank would be. So if this were your local bank and they had frozen Julian Assange's account...
Without giving him his money. They froze his account. They froze his account. It's not
at the behest, obviously, of the government, because he was able to open this account and raise $41,000 before they shut it down. And their claim is the reason why they shut it down was because, well, Assange claimed that he was living in Geneva, but we can't prove that, and so therefore he's not going to be one of our customers. And shouldn't you check that information before you open an account for someone?
Right. I mean, if that's the only thing, you know, if it's about his residency or something like that, cut him a check and send him on his way. They're not doing that. They're holding his money. That's stealing.
So is it okay is my question. I mean,
I gotta say it is.
So monkey wrenching with a corporation that is assisting the government in its tyranny, you have no problem with that.
This is stealing, and it's you know, it's obvious, you know, it's obvious and it's immediate. I have a problem with going after people, and I guess you know, consequently organizations. I don't really believe the organizations can be gone after, but you know, people. If a person is committing a crime right now, I think it is okay to do things in order to get them to stop committing the crime. You know, if a thief has your money in their hands, it's okay to hit him with a taser so he lets go of the money. I don't have a problem with those things. However, I think when you're talking, sometimes people will blame organizations for things that happened long ago. I've had a couple of my Jewish friends say things like, you shouldn't buy a Mercedes-Benz, they worked with Hitler.
as though they work for the Nazis today, right?
Right. The Mercedes-Benz worked with Hitler in the 30s and 40s. I mean, we're talking about 60 and 70 years ago. What is that company? Nobody who worked at that company at the time is still alive.
Well, it's like saying that, I mean, a lot of times a local business will announce, under new management.
Yeah.
You know, it's to suggest that, well, we didn't really want to change the name, but we know the other management might have been kind of sucky, and we're better, so try us again.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
So I think that there's continuums here. I have no problem with this bank getting hit with, was it denial of service attacks?
They took down their website. I'm not sure what electronic means they used to do that. But in related news, because it's not just this postal service bank in Switzerland that has shut them down, it's also Visa and MasterCard. There was other news about how PayPal refused to accept funds for WikiLeaks now. Now Visa and MasterCard are pulling the plug. According to TechDirt.com, it's just an all-around crackdown on anybody that is associated with WikiLeaks on the behalf of the government. It looks like we can add Visa to the list of companies pressured into no longer working with WikiLeaks following a similar move by MasterCard. At least unlike MasterCard, Visa isn't already claiming that WikiLeaks was convicted of a crime. Instead, it's just said that it suspended any work with WikiLeaks pending further investigation into the nature of its business and whether it contravenes Visa's operating rules. So they haven't even figured out whether they are in some violation of their rules. They're putting their account on, they're freezing their account, and they're saying, we want to find a rule that they violated so we can have a reason to get rid of them.
This is the United States government putting intense pressure on any organization that has anything to do with WikiLeaks. They're trying to drive them completely underground. What they will do in the process here is they're going to squeeze their fists so hard that the sand runs out between their fingers. They are going to, the internet will create new ways, because there are so many people that are in support of WikiLeaks. The internet will create new ways that WikiLeaks can continue on. Julian Assange is not WikiLeaks, people.
Right. They shut down the WikiLeaks site, and then I saw something about how it popped up on 500 websites within a short period of time thereafter.
It's been mirrored on more than 500 websites. Yeah. Talk about failing to get what they want done.
Now, this is an interesting observation from TechDirt. As Charles Arthur points out, the Ku Klux Klan's website points you to a website that takes both MasterCard and Visa, suggesting the pure arbitrariness of both credit card companies' decision here. It's a bad idea, apparently. It's a bad idea when firms start making decisions for political reasons, and there are all sorts of companies out there that take credit cards to support objectionable activities.
They're not making this for political reasons. They're being threatened.
They're part
of the minion class that the government uses to control the people. I mean, there's really hardly any difference between the government people and the corporations. They're both using the system to tyrannize people.
And don't forget that if you are upset about the WikiLeaks, it's put people in danger. American citizens, American soldiers, our boys are in danger. The United States government is now putting pressure on WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks will then release the secret documents that they have, the insurance policy, and then then you're going to have real information out there that's going to be damning.
Update: according to WikiLeaks' website at wikileaks.ch, there are now over 1,000 mirrors of the WikiLeaks content in the WikiLeaks site. So, and what is it you said you applauded, Sam? I missed that point. You applauded.
Going at these hackers going after, whether it's this bank's website, PayPal. There's a New Hampshire company in Manchester that was doing their security for them that dumped them. Because of the hack attacks, yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I think that putting pressure on these corporations, letting them know, like these guys are doing, that there will be consequences, we will come after you and you will be affected, gives them an excuse to push back on the government, whereas today they just, okay.
They're so scared. It's just so sad to watch people fold in the face of the government. But I don't blame them for being scared. I mean, they don't want to be audited. They don't want to be shut down. They don't want to have their license pulled.
It's out of control. And where does it end if you just keep saying, okay, yes?
That's the problem. That's where it came from in the first place. It was when somebody said yes to the first regulation, then came another 1,000, then came another 100,000. I mean, the regulations never stop. The rules and the taxes, the obedience, it never ends. As soon as you say yes to one, they know you're good for them all. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Fact. Wood-burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling AirFiltersAndPurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. You can go to shrine.freetalklive.com and see that for yourself. And if you're a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
Looking for the perfect treat this holiday, this year's holiday party? You need a new gift for family and friends? This year, make it George's Famous Baklava. George's Famous Baklava is walnut pastry with over 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All the ingredients are premium and natural to ensure only the best taste. It's the perfect treat for any holiday party, with family, friends, or coworkers. George's Famous Baklava is shipped in a special container priority mail, so it gets to you fast, fresh, and delicious. Order by Tuesday, December the 21st. To make sure you have it in time for Christmas, check out George's Famous Baklava at mandrick.com. That's M-A-N-D-R-I-K.com. No C in mandrick. Mandrick.com.
All right, as we continue here, we'll take your phone calls about what you want. Matt is in Washington on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Just quickly, I called him yesterday, and I don't want to get too far off topic here, but Mark, after I got off the air, Mark asked if I was angry about him having called Hitler Catholic, I guess because I come from a Catholic background and this is some sort of tribal thing, and would I have gotten angry about calling Hitler an atheist? And the reason that it really set me off, I think, is because there's a lot of stuff that people say about Catholics that's not true. Like yesterday, for example, Mark said that the Catholic Church treats saints as gods, and that's just completely false. And
do people pray to Do people pray to saints?
People pray to saints as intercessionaries to God.
So you don't you wouldn't say that if that was some other religion, you wouldn't call those minor deities?
I mean, I don't know if you can make that comparison. They're just intercessionaries too. They're just like, if it's a patron saint of a certain thing, like Anthony is the patron saint of lost causes. Like if you lose something, you're supposed to pray to him. That's just because it's like you're asking for that spirit's help in, you know, getting the ear of God. And I don't, especially...
Wait a minute, I'm a little confused. I don't claim to know anything about Catholicism, but is a patron saint's not a human being, it's a spirit?
Well, I mean, it was a human being at some time, and then it died. Like, basically, a saint is a person who led a good life and then died, and there's a really weird process.
Well,
and
Saint Michael is an angel.
Not very libertarian, but they can become a saint after they die.
Saint Michael and Saint Gabriel are angels, though, so a saint doesn't necessarily have to be a dead person, although largely you're right, right?
Yeah. I mean, the vast majority of them are. I don't know of any angels who have been made saints probably since the beginning of the church, you know, just those couple of, well, and also those are archangels, technically.
So if you're praying to St. Michael, then that's not praying to a god? Isn't that just an extension of God?
Well, they're not treated as gods because they're not, like, omnipotent. It's like you're saying, oh, well, I think this person is in heaven, and I think they might have some sort of special relationship with God. So if I want a certain thing achieved, maybe it's best to ask this person who has some expertise to direct that prayer to God.
And so most gods...
I never pray to saints. I think it's creepy, but
yeah, that's weird.
It's just they're not treated as gods. So.
Well, they may not be treated as gods by the Catholic Church, but I don't think that I'm incorrect in having assigned them godhood, because I think that the average person would consider them that.
Well,
and I would like to back that up with the Greek gods aren't omniscient either. Omniscience isn't the criteria for godhood. Godhood is something that is greater than human, and you know it's a superhuman situation. They are not mortal.
Okay.
So then would aliens be gods then, Mark, by that definition?
Aliens don't exist.
Well, they might.
They don't exist in our reality.
Okay, but they could someday. Would they be gods?
Maybe they are. All
by
right?
your
like,
definition,
if
would they be gods?
If aliens are interacting in a superhuman fashion, then I guess they could be considered gods.
So anything that is superior to humans...
As long as it is
God
not corporeal, and it wouldn't be corporal, and it would not
but
be.
But Jesus was God on Earth.
He's a demigod.
Not...
He was the creation of God in with a woman. So he his God's DNA and a woman's DNA
so
combined.
God.
No, he's not. He's
even
a demigod,
though he could do miracles,
by definition,
like
the same as Hercules and many other demigods.
Even though he could perform miracles, so arguably was.
You don't think the feats of strength and the things that many of the demigods, including Hercules, did and Greece mythos, Greek mythos is would not be considered miracles?
Would you say that? Well, okay, Mark, I see where you're coming from, but would you say that an omniscient god is more powerful than a guy, you know, a demigod?
I'd say Zeus was more powerful than Hermes.
Okay. Matt, any other thoughts?
Yeah, so the thing that I really wanted to say is there was a press release today, I think it was from the State Department, talking about how next year, like, the U.S. is going to be hosting, I think it's called, like, World Media Day or World Press Day, something like that, and they were talking about how they're really proud about how they're working to engage, I think the term was new forms of media, and it just seemed like a really cruel irony on this day when, you know, they were able to take down the WikiLeaks guy, and they're just going after the organization full force that they're claiming that this country is some sort of paragon of press freedom. It's crazy.
Well observed. Thanks, Matt, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Well, actually, Sam, according to the FCC, they're saying that the country is in incredible jeopardy.
News is in great despair, yeah, because, you know, Americans need to be able to get their news that's accurate and correct because it's just so important for a democracy.
We're going to get into some detail on that here in a little bit. Also, take your calls about anything.
Hey, before you jump from that, I heard the discussion last night about Hitler. I thought that was pretty fascinating. There is a documentary that I watched about him. It was a silent film when he was up in the retreat in the mountain that they had in, I forget where.
Yeah, I remember having seen it, but I don't remember the name.
Yeah, and he was very controlled. He was a very controlled personality, just like Obama is a teleprompter reader today. That's what Hitler was. And they were very careful to not let any audio recordings of Hitler be made when he wasn't doing his public speeches, because then he had the, oh, hey, oh, you know, the yelling voice and that sort of thing. Whereas when he was in private, he didn't speak that way. And there was one intelligence agency in Europe that managed to record part of a meeting until they found out, and then he left. And they were able to use that to match it up to his lip movements and so forth, and recreate his voice and bring sound back to these silent recordings. And they're joking around and laughing and so forth. So there were two very different personas. Hitler was very controlled in the public and very managed in the exact same way that Obama is today. It's pretty scary.
What are the allegations as far as who was controlling him?
It didn't get into that. It just talked about how, you know, his message was very well controlled and presented a certain way.
We'll come back with your thoughts. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Energy. This world has so much energy, yet our bodies are lacking. What if you could tap into something that gave you more energy? What if you could drink a beverage and receive more energy? Well, Life Change Tea is your answer. Our number one compliment is people receiving more energy. And our product is all natural and no caffeine. And think about this. If you have more energy, you get more done. What a concept! If you are desiring more energy and a healthier lifestyle, it's time to drink Life Change Tea. Our name hints to our success. So here's how to order. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, there's only $3 shipping on your complete order. Again, more energy, more success. That's getthetea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including our news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's news.freetalklive.com. You can sign up for our emailed updates or Twitter, Facebook, any one of those works. It's all free. News.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, or trade in silver right in your communities? Well, Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You can get paid to promote the use of real money. All you have to do is find some merchants in your area willing to take Del Valle Silver's silver tokens. It's not like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. You can check them out at DelValleySilver.com. Get a hold of Karen there. Get started. DelValleySilver.com. Use coupon code FTL to receive a free pouch with a $75 purchase of tokens. It's DelValleySilver.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. We will continue here, of course, take your calls about whatever you want. Let's see. So we've been talking about WikiLeaks and how these government people are putting a lot of pressure on these corporations, PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, a particular Swiss bank, which actually was operated by the Swiss government, as we found out. But all of these organizations shutting down, trying to clamp down on WikiLeaks to prevent them from getting money from people. Also, web host providers, Amazon S3, shutting down WikiLeaks' account. Other hosts, I guess they pulled the DNS records off of the WikiLeaks website, their original website, so they moved to another extension. It's now WikiLeaks.ch instead of, I think it was .info originally. And as a result of that, there are now over 1,000 websites that have popped up to mirror. I mean, there were a bunch of sites mirroring WikiLeaks in the beginning, but now there are even more than ever before. But the point being, there's this big clampdown that the government is attempting to make happen. They're trying to actually clamp down on Julian Assange's physical body as though that's going to somehow stop all of this. It's not. I think you pointed this out, Mark, in the last hour. WikiLeaks is not Julian Assange. Julian Assange was just the guy who created it. He created it. It exists now. You can take out Julian Assange, and WikiLeaks isn't done. It's not over with.
But not to mention just that, but there are other... people are so happy about this, the idea of this, that they're creating competing WikiLeaks, sites to WikiLeaks.
Nobody's really made a splash yet, but yeah, eventually maybe they will. Maybe they will, so... but one of the things,
and, you know, the cool thing about this is that WikiLeaks is on the side of truth, and the government's on the side of espionage and secrecy. You know, you could say that the WikiLeaks stole they stole their information, or they're fencing the stolen information, as it were, even though they're not really getting paid for it. But you know, these governments, when you're talking about espionage, they steal this information in the first place.
But it doesn't stop there with the corporate collusion when it comes to the government. There are so many examples of corporations just walking hand in hand, arm in arm with the government to assist the government in crushing freedom. And it's just so sad when these things happen, because many of them, in some ways, it's hard to avoid dealing with. I mean, folks were talking about boycotting Amazon, and of course I pointed out, well, that's kind of silly.
Now boycott MasterCard and Visa.
Right. How are you going... You can't get along very easily in this world without having access to a credit card for many different things that you want to accomplish. I mean, it's possible to move out into the woods and, you know, build a cabin and live off the land, and all that's possible. But if you want to exist in society and enjoy the comforts and the conveniences, then credit cards are a pretty important part of that, unfortunately. And even if you don't have a credit card, even if you've got a check card from a bank, it always has the Visa or MasterCard logo on it. So there's, you can't get away from some of these.
Don't think for a second that Amex or, you know, Discover wouldn't have done the same thing.
Exactly.
I mean, this is just an unfortunate scenario where the companies that are in contact with WikiLeaks are the companies that are in contact with WikiLeaks.
Yep.
But in most, I would say in the vast majority of cases, companies would have rolled over in the same manner. I think PayPal's rollover is a little more disgusting because they did it in such a vociferous fashion. We will have none of this.
Oh, did they?
This crap. We will not put up with this. You know, like
I didn't hear about that.
Really were verbose in the way that they did it. But you know,
They've fallen a long way. I mean, the PayPal company originally was started by a libertarian. He then sold it because he didn't want to deal with the regulations. Basically, the federal government was breathing down his neck, and like a good libertarian, he didn't want to deal with that crap. And he said, "All right, well, I'll just sell it to eBay and take my billions, and then go and do something else."
Yeah. I'll be free then. He's helping with seasteading.
The strategy is really working here. I mean, what have we been talking about for the last hour?
With
Julian Assange and WikiLeaks.
Well, we've had some other topics.
Who's talking about the stuff that he's releasing? Nobody.
Well,
because they've made the story about him and about, whoa, we got to shut him down. And, oh, no, you can't shut him down. But nobody's talking about the criminal behavior of Hillary Clinton ordering diplomats, people who are supposed to be out there encouraging trade and foreign relations and so forth, ordering them to spy on other agencies so they can start blackmailing foreign dignitaries from other countries. I mean, it's so corrupt.
Well, we take that
it's
as
so
a given
criminal.
On this show. I mean,
but, you know, it's not out in the mainstream. Nobody's talking about the stories that they're releasing. They're making it about him as another distraction, and
that's
working.
A great observation. Yep. And this, it's again, what the mainstream media does is they back up the government, and they essentially are just, and Lionel actually has been doing some great commentary on this. He's got a neat little channel on YouTube where he's been pointing this out on a major TV station in New York City. Like, look, hello, people. The mainstream media just re-releases press release. There is no more journalism in America. I mean, that's essentially what journalists do today, is they take whatever the government says, they change the words around a little bit, and they hit print. So where I wanted to go with this is yet another example of corporate collusion with the U.S. federal government. People in this movement, the Liberty Movement, were crowing about, we need to boycott Amazon, as though the Amazon warehouse division had anything to do with the hosting division's decision to pull WikiLeaks' account. That's one issue aside, but the other point is, where are you going to shop if not at Amazon? I mean, certainly when you shop at Amazon, and especially if you shop at Amazon.freetalklive.com, a portion of your purchase goes to Free Talk Live. So that helps us when you shop at Amazon. So what are you going to do? Are you going to take your business to Target instead? Well, as I pointed out, Target supports national service. We found that out a couple years ago when national service was real big on the political scene. So are you going to go shop at Target and support national service when 100% of the profits go to Target, whereas with Amazon, at least, you know, 7% of the sale goes to Free Talk Live? That's less money that Amazon has, or fewer dollars they have.
I think if people want to boycott for whatever reason they want to boycott, that's fine, but I think you need to look at it critically.
It's not fine if it does nothing, and it does nothing.
Right. Well, that's what I think they need to step back and take a critical look, especially, you know, there's more information today than there was 3 days ago. You know, at first it was Amazon. Then it was PayPal, and then, you know, the dominoes are falling in a much quicker succession. You know, at this point, you're right. If you don't want to do business with the companies that were in some way involved in this, you're quickly going to run out of people with whom to do business.
That's right. And then what?
But, you know, I think that I think folks are going to likely abandon the boycotting of Amazon in this. But, you know, I saw on somebody's Facebook thing, they said, well, you know, I'm going to boycott Amazon, but I'm going to up my amp. So, you know, whatever.
Well, that's cool. I appreciate that. But now you've got Walmart jumping on board with the Drudge Report reporting that apparently right from the Department of Homeland Security, it's a press release. Department of Homeland Security. Oh, no, this isn't a press release. They make it look like it's a press release. Department of Homeland Security. I don't think the Department of Homeland Security would release something with the headline, Big Sis Invades Walmart. the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano announced yesterday the expansion of the department's national If You See Something, Say Something campaign to hundreds of Walmart stores across the country, launching a partnership between DHS and Walmart to help keep the American public play an active role in ensuring the safety and security of our nation. We'll get into some of the details on exactly what they're doing. It's despicable. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want. And as we suggested before, write an email to Amazon. Let them know how disappointed you are. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
One of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Odysseus the Rebel, a new twist on an old story. This is not your daddy's Odysseus. BigHeadPress.com will help you spark imaginations and free minds with their enjoyable webcomics and graphic novels. Beautifully illustrated, inspirational stories will make your holiday gift-giving a mind-freeing experience that will be appreciated and enjoyed. Sample Odysseus the Rebel online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
How does a cruise to Bermuda sound? How about a cruise to Bermuda with Stefan Molyneux, Wes Bertrand of Complete Liberty, and me? This cruise isn't just a convention on the water. It's an unconference where the event is what you make of it. The boat has an ice skating rink, rock climbing wall, miniature golf, and much more. The ship leaves Bayonne, New Jersey in November 2011. But you need to reserve your berth now. They're as low as $535, double occupancy. Go to cruise.freetalklive.com. Do it today. cruise.freetalklive.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code RADIO for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code RADIO for 10% off? I'm in.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. What's SACL CAI?
SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable for your business. Whether it's collections, early out billing, charged off receivables, their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect, because they know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, 800-259-9231. So we're discussing the teaming up of the Department of Homeland Security and Walmart. But don't think for a moment that other corporations wouldn't do this same stuff. Remember, Target supports national service. Amazon shut off the WikiLeaks account. That's right. Home Depot supports national service. That's right. And there was a whole other list of corporations, but those are the two biggies. And so it's really, you've got nowhere that is of a big corporate specification that you can actually shop and somehow support some company that doesn't in any way back the United States federal government in whatever it is they're trying to do. In this case, they're teaming up with Walmart to ensure that the American public can play an active role in ensuring the safety and security of our nation. Homeland Security starts with hometown security, and each of us plays a critical role in keeping our country and community safe, said Secretary Napolitano. I applaud Walmart for joining the If You See Something, Say Something campaign. This partnership will help millions of shoppers across the nation identify and report indicators of terrorism, crime, and other threats to law enforcement authorities.
Yes, because Al-Qaeda is going to Walmart and planning terror attacks in aisle 12.
You know, I think that I'm kind of torn on this because the government has placed itself in this position of moral high ground when they're not. You know, in so many cases, the government is, you know, created things that are not crimes and made them into crimes. So, you know, if you see somebody smoking a joint out in the parking lot, say something to somebody. No! If you see somebody smoking a joint out of the parking lot, leave them alone.
That's right.
If you see somebody, not harming anybody, leave them alone. If you see somebody that's, you know, hey, walking through the parking lot with a bloody axe and a goalie mask, say something. Say something.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it's not... This is...
It's dumbing
down. The government
down.
Inserts itself in this situation. There's right and there's wrong, and the government has gone in and screwed it. It's all mixed up and turned around.
This is a campaign that is attempting to... And it's been going on for a long time, right? Walmart is just joining the campaign. So this if you see something, say something thing has been going on for a while now. And the intention is to stir people up into this snitch mentality of getting them aware of what's going on around them. And that means paranoid, getting them paranoid about what's going on around them and getting them to start being suspicious of people that they might not otherwise be suspicious of. If the government is constantly bombarding the sheeple of America with this message of see something, if you see something, say something, it's so nebulous, as you're pointing out, Mark. It doesn't get specific on what to look for. It doesn't get specific on what you should be, you know, who you should be reporting or under what circumstances. It's just this general statement of be aware, citizens, and here's the phone number you can snitch out your neighbors with.
Be pure, be vigilant, behave.
It's going to result in a lot of people saying something about a lot of people that aren't doing anything wrong, and it's going to result in neighbors turning in neighbors for things that they don't like, perhaps. I mean, who knows? It's going to create this atmosphere of distrust amongst people, and I think it's very dangerous. There's more to the story. If you see something, say something campaign, originally implemented by New York City's Metropolitan Transportation Authority and funded in part by $13 million from Department of Homeland Security's Transit Security Grant Program, is a simple and, they claim, effective program to engage the public and key frontline employees to identify and report indicators of terrorism, crime, and other threats to the proper transportation and law enforcement authorities. More than 230 Walmart stores nationwide launched the If You See Something, Say Something campaign today, with a total of 588 Walmart stores in 27 states joining in the coming weeks. A short message available will play at select checkout locations to remind shoppers to contact local law enforcement to report suspicious activity. Over the past 5 months, DHS has worked with its federal, state, local, and private sector partners, as well as the Department of Justice, to expand the If You See Something, Say Something campaign and a nationwide SAR initiative to communities throughout the country, including the recent statewide expansions across Minnesota and New Jersey. The Mall of America is partnered up. American Hotel and Lodging Association, Amtrak, the Washington MTA, sports and general aviation industries, and state and local fusion centers across the country. In the coming months, the department will continue to expand the campaign nationally with public education materials and outreach tools designed to help America's businesses, communities, and citizens remain vigilant and play an active role in keeping the country safe.
In turning America into a snitch society. I mean, this is straight out of 1984. Who could deny this? I mean, you've got the government sitting there saying, snitch on your neighbors, watch them. This is crazy.
Yep, that's right. And now when you're standing at the Walmart checkout, I don't know if you've seen these yet, but they don't all have them. Not every Walmart has had these installed, but many Walmarts across the country have video screens. And it was mind-numbing as it was, whatever the crap was that they were playing on there, some advertisement or, you know, ABC television show, whatever the heck it was they had on there. It was just some nonsense. And now they're going to have Department of Homeland Security, two-minute-long government messages, propaganda, will be being played to you while you're standing in the checkout lines.
And it's always the fear paradigm, because that's how government controls.
Right. Be afraid of your neighbors. Be afraid of the person in the checkout line next to you. Be afraid of the cashier. Be afraid of everybody that you're walking around in the world with. They could be a terrorist. If you see something, say something. It's madness. 1-800-259-9231. So the question is, who's next? Which company is going to jump on board and get this free publicity from the Department of Homeland Security? And you can't buy advertising like this.
You know, I've told this story many times, but it really hits home for me. When I was younger, my mom, you know, I remember listening to the radio, the AM radio. We listened to a 62 WSUN Sun Country. And, I remember sitting in the car and talking about what makes those bad people in Russia and the bad people in Nazi Germany different than, you know, what it is we're dealing with today. And she said that, in the Soviet Union, that they encourage their kids, this government encourages the kids to snitch on their own parents. And I feel like the United States is turning more and more into that thing that I was raised to believe we were the opposite of.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was about 2 years ago, we covered the story on Free Talk Live about the book naming off the junk, the person that has junk in their yard. They made some cute kids character out of it,
and
then snitch on your on these people and call code enforcement.
That's right. There are programs that are bringing the youth of America into the snitch programs, essentially asking them to call code enforcement on their neighbors. And don't forget the DARE program, which actually literally encourages students to snitch on their own parents. Oh, don't worry,
it's
Johnny.
It's for their best interest.
Right. We're going to help your mommy and daddy. They've got a drug problem. So if your mommy and daddy are smoking pot, you need to tell Officer Friendly, the DARE officer, and we'll help them.
Which I believe the DARE programs actually increase the drug use.
They have been found to be completely ineffective. I'm not sure if they've been found to increase drug use, but certainly they...
I think it was telling the kids about it made more of them aware of it, that it was out there,
possibly.
And made them want to go try it. And
I believe it.
It worked great for, you know, if you want to fill up prisons and then...
I remember when I was in high school, I was trying to calculate who didn't use some sort of drug, whether we're talking about alcohol or cannabis, just trying to count the people that I knew in high school that didn't do that.
Having a difficult time doing that?
Yeah, there weren't very many. So 1-800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So here I am with this difficult situation. Luckily, the Walmart at which I shop does not have these video screens, but that doesn't mean that they wouldn't go along with this program if they did. What's that, Mark?
They would.
Oh, yeah. Well, so what do I do? Do I shop at Target, the company that supports national service? Do I shop at Walmart, the company that's jumping on board with the Department of Homeland Security? Do I find some local mom and pop that somehow sells deodorant and toothpaste and all the other essentials that one needs for
life?
As
though Reichgard wouldn't do something, if the Department of,
right.
Department of Homeland Security approached Reichgard and said, hey, put this little bit of propaganda on your stick of deodorant. They do it.
What are you supposed to do? I'm open to ideas. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I'm thinking about telling the Walmart manager, hey, I know you're not participating in this, but I don't want anything to do with it, and I don't know how often I'll be back to your store while this program's still running.
I think communicating to these businesses is the best thing that
letter
you can
writing.
Do. More coming up here. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.